Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. At 44 years old, Steve Barker, a former Army Ranger, professional rodeo roper, steer wrestler, and oilfield roughneck, turns to owning and operating a cattle and horse ranch in southwest Texas. He's driven by his love of the cowboy life to find peace as well after his wife and little girl were tragically killed in an automobile accident. That's the storyline of the highly praised Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek, Southwest Texas Rangers by Jerry Snodgrass. Jerry was born in Butler, Missouri in 1938, raised, went to school in Indianola, Iowa, entered the military after graduating from high school in 1957, successfully fulfilled his dreams of serving in the military and federal service, traveling to worldwide exotic locations for over 50 years. Jerry is a Vietnam veteran, a life member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars and American Legion. Now, his passion for romance, mystery, and suspense and the lives of the American cowboy inspired him to write Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek. Jerry lives in Austin, Texas, with his wife Rosemary and their little Yorkie Stormy. And Jerry Snodgrass, author of Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek, Southwest Texas Rangers, is our guest on This Week in America. Jerry, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Rick, for having me.
This is an excellent job you've done with this book. It's a great story. It's got a little bit of everything for all of the readers in there. Where did this idea for this story come from? What was the inspiration for this?
Well, by living in Texas, we probably hear more about drug dealers around the border down around in Mexico.
Yes.
And I started reading articles about our ranchers in Southwest Texas, where at nighttime, the illegal immigrants and drug dealers come across their land. They destroy fences. They kill livestock. So the Texas, the ranchers, of course, have got with the Border Patrol, and the ranchers really police their own land. Even as we speak today, I know anybody who steps outside of their ranch house door in Texas, even women, will carry a gun. It's something we don't hear about. So my love, of course, for Texas and the modern cowboy, and of course, law enforcement and the Border Patrol, I started doing more researches and finding out about the people who live down there and the ranchers. And I just wrote the story. It just come out. I found it real interesting. My characters seemed to fit right in. So this is probably a favorite book of all my books and my readers. It was published in 2017. I chose this book over my latest book that come out because what's going on today, Rick.
Well, you've done such an excellent job with this. You really have. And the book is a story that's so well told. And let's talk about that, this writing ability. I mentioned all the background that you've had. When did you decide that you wanted to be a writer and that you were good at it?
Well, I didn't know I was. As a little boy, I lived in the country like a lot of people do. And living in country, little boys like myself would go out in the orchard and daydream about being cowboys or being pilots. I always wanted to be a soldier, so I went in the military. So during that time between the Army and the Air Force, and I retired from the Air Force, I wrote lesson plans. I wrote articles for magazines. But I never, of course, had time to write a book with all my travels. So I was a petroleum contractor, civilian petroleum contractor, and working in the Middle East. So when I come back from the Middle East in 2007, I decided, along with family, it's time for me at my age to stop roving the world. So I said, okay, I'm going to write a book. So I had love for the Texas Rangers. I knew Westerns were not real big sellers. So I sat down and I did some research about more about the Texas Rangers. And I sat down and wrote the book Frontier Justice, my first one, in 30 days.
That is amazing. And obviously that book, that story sort of told itself in your mind to sit down and be able to do it in 30 days. How long does it take to write a book? Were the others that quick?
No, Rick, it takes me sometimes three months, sometimes longer. I have like 15 books sitting back there that I've started. But if I get something that holds my interest, that, excuse me, I got allergies today.
Yes, I've been fighting those as well. Go ahead, clear your throat. Yeah. Jerry Snodgrass is our guest, the author of Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek. You'll find this book and many others written by Jerry by going to Amazon.com. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to the Amazon site and get information on Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek, and also click on Jerry Snodgrass, author, and you'll find all the other books. And I think you were saying something that's interesting there. You want to entertain yourself with these books as well. And I think you found what if the story is interesting to you, it'll be interesting to us as well.
That is exactly right, Rick. I read somewhere, it might have been an old author, but it's in front of my big computer here. It says, if you move people emotionally, you sell books. So I have to like what I write. If not, my readers won't like it. So I have some loyal readers, not millions, but I have readers all over the world that buy my books, and they all like signed books. They like me to sign.
Oh yes.
Sign the copy to them and mail them. So I just come up with ideas. Maybe watching television, reading the paper. I do a lot of reading of old books. So I just get ideas and I jot them down and I put them into my words, and I'm just feel blessed that I'm kind of gifted that way.
What is your writing process like? And I'll talk about the work schedule here in a second, but you talk to some writers that have this outline. When they sit down to write the book, it's sort of filling in the blanks because they know where the story's going. Others say, no, I start and then the characters sort of tell me where I'm supposed to take them. How do you do that? Do you have a strict outline, or are you flexible as you go through the story?
I'm flexible, Rick. I do like a lot of the writers, but I'm different. First of all, I have to have the characters, just like you mentioned.
Yes.
I come up with a character. I always have a male and I always have a female character. My books my respect for women. I always have a female character, and I never would run females down, their main characters. So I have a character, and then I have just an idea. It could be a sentence. I come through the sentence, and then from there, I have to have the title to the book before I can even write. I might change that, but I do not outline. I do write notes and have little note cards, and I might start a chapter, and I might go down and make like chapter 4 or 5 where I want to be. So that's my process.
And it works so well for you. When you were writing Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek, did you have any idea how it was going to end, or did that evolve as well?
Rick, I never know how it's going to end. And I think that's the fun part. I knew how the book was going to end, I wouldn't even want to write it because I would lose interest. So I'm writing one now. I'm just about through with the first draft, and I have no idea who, like, it's a murder mystery, who the killer is. I have suspects. So that's what keeps it interesting to me, is all the way down to the last chapter. And my readers like that. Most everybody has said they have not figured out till the end who the murderer or the killer is. So that's my process.
So they're figuring it out about the same time you are in writing the book and reading. You're about doing it together. I love that aspect of it. And obviously that keeps your interest in why you're able to write so many and so well. From a work schedule standpoint, is there a good time of day you like to work? Is there a place you like to work that you feel safe and it brings out your creativity?
Yes, well, the room I'm in now is our study and home office, and my wife Rosemary helped me put this all together. We converted one room, and it's just full of computers. And on the wall back there's the picture of Night Shadows. It's a poster. I have all my posters of my books around, so it's very comfortable. And I have a big 24-inch screen, old TV. I mean, an old old desktop computer.
Yes.
I'm an early riser. Ever since I was a little boy and in the military, I go to bed at 9, I'm up at 5, and I write, bring in a cup of coffee, then I read my paper, and I write a little bit more, and then I have breakfast with my wife, and I write in the mornings, and sometimes I'll write all day. We'll go out and take a walk, possibly, and then the ideas just hit me. So being retired, we have nothing else to do, so I just come back and write.
That's a great routine, and it's been so successful. Jerry Snodgrass is our guest. By the way, the video version of this is available on YouTube, and if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the video tab, and you'll find this from our YouTube channel, so you can see the room where Jerry works and what he was talking about in discussing the routine that he finds himself in when he likes to write. Are there any interesting writing quirks that you have that sort of become like your standard way of doing business in writing?
Well, I research because readers, they don't want a bunch of gravel that's not right. If I write something about a gun, so to speak, or a horse, I've done my research and I know about it, and it's true. So if I write something in there, it's fiction, but it's true. Like writing a crime novel, I think I could be a detective now as much as research is.
Probably could. Probably could.
So that's it for me, right? Mine, it has to be true. I do use everyday language, like some cuss words. I never use any of the other words. I use everyday language. I tell the story. I do a lot of, I'm learning every book, showing and not telling. I like to describe. I've learned that each book, I get better with that. But I just write what I feel is the truth. I don't want somebody to say, well, hey, how could he be in, say, for example, one location and be the next location in 15 minutes. Readers find that out real quick.
Yes, yes.
So that's about where it is with me, Rick.
Well, it's interesting because when you talk about developing the scenery, you do such a beautiful job of depicting the location. It's very visual the way that you write. Jerry Snodgrass, our guest on the program, the book, this one specifically is Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek. Jerry's written a number of books. Talk about publishing, because if I recall, you've worked with pretty much the same publisher through most of your career, published a number of your books. Talk about getting the books published and getting them done the way you want them done.
Well, I have. I don't think I should mention the publisher. I don't think you want that. But I started my first publisher, and I wrote the story, and I didn't really put money in, excuse me, for editing. But people liked it because I used dialogue and cowboy dialogue.
Yes.
So as I moved on, I tried two traditional. I got picked up by two traditional publishers. No disrespect to them, but it didn't work. They really didn't do anything for me. So I said, well, I've been thinking about self-publishing. So I found I think the number one self-publishing company in the world. I've done 10 books with them. I write, it might take 5 or 6 different drafts, and I have people audit those. I have a friend in California who is an author, done some editing. Now my wife, Rosemary, is an avid reader. She reads 4 or 5 books a week. She is my editor, and I have like 3 computer programs. So I make sure that everything is right on my end. And when I send it to the publisher, I do pay them to go through that book again to make sure it's clear. So that is how it works with me, and the 10 books, and I've got two or three more with the one publisher, is a wonderful way to go.
Well, you've got the routine down. You've got your own little sort of organization set up there between you and your wife and the computer programs that can handle everything that you're doing. You mentioned this before, but it's interesting getting ideas and information for your books. You talked about reading the newspaper, reading other books. And I have a feeling, too, your background. I mean, you've traveled, you've met people, different personalities, different scenarios. What all of that obviously comes into play as you're developing a story.
Yes, Rick, I worked for 50 years. I lived in Europe for 17 years. And then I was over 3 years during the Vietnam War. So I've been out of the country 20 years. And my job, excuse me again, my job as a civilian was traveling, inspecting airports and oil companies. And I did have the pleasure of helping provide fuel logistics support to Air Force One for years. So I've been to like over 80 countries. So I really don't write all about the countries, but I can pick up different areas about the countries.
Yes.
Like if I can mention Forgotten Honor is my favorite book. Forgotten Honor is dedicated to the Korean War veterans and the Vietnam veterans who were forgotten about. And I wrote that. It's really my story. It starts off in Colorado, where I worked, and go to Turkey, to Greece, and to England, and to Italy. The different places I've worked, I just changed the names.
That's fascinating, the background and how that all comes to play as Jerry is putting his books together. What advice do you have for younger writers, those that are starting off, and they keep hearing all of these rules, you got to do it this way, you have to do it this way. You sort of carved your own little routine that has been so successful. What advice would you give to aspiring writers?
Well, people ask me a lot. Like I say, I'm not a million-dollar writer, but I am respected in a small circle. I say, if you're going to write a book, write from the heart. Write a book that you would want to read. If you don't like what you're writing, then your readers will not like that. So, but make sure you research when you write. You have to research. Again, we mentioned before, Rick, that readers, we will see right through a book if somebody is not telling the truth. So you have to have a pattern, and we've talked about that before. You have to write, even if you write something every day. Ernest Hemingway said, just get a start, write one sentence. But you have to write, and you have to continue to write. But you have to like writing. If you don't like it, it's like any other occupation. Don't do it. That's my advice that I give to people, whether they listen or not.
Well, and they should listen. So if it seems like work, it's probably not enjoyable. So move on and to do something else. Jerry's book we're talking about, and so many books, Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek, the one we're talking about on the program, Jerry Snodgrass, our guest and the author. You mentioned books that you've started and you put back on the shelves. How many books are unpublished or maybe half-finished books that you have currently?
Well, probably four that is close to even ready to go to a publisher. But I have a book just come out 2 months ago that I did not choose that. I was going to choose Murdoch's Code, but I decided to go with Night Shadows because it speaks about what's really happened today. If I can talk a little bit about Murdoch's Code, is
Yes.
that okay?
Yes, please do.
It's about I like to write about private investigators. Private investigators I write usually are former military, former police officers. They get burnout possibly, and so I have a guy, my character, Chase Murdoch, who worked for the Drug Enforcement Agency, going across into Mexico, and he'd been a policeman. He becomes a private detective, and I have it in two parts, and it ends up with drugs again, because that's such a dreaded thing in America, and I just hate drugs and what it does to people. So I have the first part, Chase is in Brownsville, Texas. He's looking into murders, and also he's dealing with the cartel. The second part takes place in Acapulco, where it used to be the place where all the movie stars and we all went. And they can't do that now because it's a murder capital of the world. So the second part is about young women, American women, going to Mexico, being enticed to Mexico by agents to become models and agents. And they end up putting them on drugs, getting them into prostitution, excuse me, things like that. So that's why I wrote Murdoch's Code. And it's a long book, two parts, and it's very interesting. So far, it's just come out, so I'm getting some good reviews on that, Rick.
That is fantastic, and it just... All of your, it's fun getting into the mind of a writer and all that goes into putting out a successful book. And Jerry's done this numerous times. A couple minutes left in the program. I'm always interested in how you develop names of characters. For example, in Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek, it's Steve Barker. How do you come up with names? Is this somebody from a past life, or how do you develop those?
Well, Rick, I think a lot of it, excuse me, I've met so many people in my life from different countries. And I'm fascinated with names. My name, my Snodgrass, of course, sets out, but a lot of my close friends call me both names, Jerry Snodgrass. So you have to have a name and be proud of your name. So I think of names in my mind. And also, I use the name generators. You can generate names, on the internet. And I find things that come together as classy. And I've been told that my characters have some good names. So that's the way I come up with the names, Rick.
They have some excellent names that really go. That's part of the defining of a character that you have is the name. Maybe the most important one is the name. You have to be able to associate that name with the person that you're portraying. A couple minutes left in the program, but it's going by too quickly. I wanted to ask about your favorites as we wrap up here today. And I think the book you mentioned, Forgotten Honor, that would be maybe your most most favorite?
My wife, Rosemary, and I have been married 7 years. She was a widow. I was a widower. And we met through that book. She read that book. And wrote back to the author, I really liked Jerry Snodgrass's book. I just want to tell him that I liked his book. So the author or the publisher got back with me, and we found out that we live 25 minutes apart here in Austin. We were both widowers, so we met, but we met through that book.
That's amazing. No wonder that besides the story in the book, the Forgotten Honor would be a favorite. And favorite author, who do you like to read? When you're just kicking back reading for your own enjoyment, who do you like to read?
Louis L'Amour. I have all the books on the shelf behind me, leather bound. I love Westerns. I just love the cowboy life. I'm a cowboy at heart. My wife called me her cowboy. But Louis L'Amour, I really, really like what he writes in his movies. And Nora Roberts, I think she is just outstanding. I don't read much anymore. I read excerpts from the books. But there's so many good writers out there. But those two stand out, Rick. Those are probably my heroes.
Jerry, it's been such a pleasure having you on the program. Jerry Snodgrass, our guest, has written a number of books. The one we're talking about on the program today, Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek, Southwest Texas Rangers. You'll find it at Amazon. Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. And if you go there, check out the other books. You'll check out Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek, then click on Jerry's name, and that will take you to the author information, all of the other books that Jerry has written, and more on the way. Jerry, it's been fun. As you get more, let's hook up and do this again. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for taking some time to be with us here.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate you.
It's been fun having Jerry with us. And again, Jerry Snodgrass, the book Night Shadows Over Sandy Creek. You'll find it at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon site. We'll be back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.